Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the podcast, Dan. My name is Badri Malinor. Live in Portland, Oregon, been there for 35 years. What I do is I'm a co-founder of a platform called Avestor, which allows people to create funds to raise money for their own projects or maybe invest in other people's projects. So.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
So it actually was the brainchild of a friend of mine and my co-founder. And today, investing in alternative investments is a very, very complex process. It's very easy to invest in the stock market, you know that. Very easy to invest in bonds. But if you want to invest in alternative assets like oil and gas, real estate, hotels, multifamily, self-storage, very complicated process. You have to go to all these different sites. You spend hours trying to figure out what deal is good. You spend hours trying to evaluate a deal. And some of these deals go in minutes, you know. So you go there and by the time you decide to invest, it's too late. It's gone, you know. So, and the minimums are more than $100,000. Or $50,000. So what we did was we wanted to bring the stock brokerage type of experience to people who want to invest in alternative investments. And I'll tell you something, Dan, frankly, Wall Street has done a number on you. So people think that the only investments which are out there is either put it in the bank or put it in the stock market. I mean, there are a ton of alternative investments which can give a lot more diversification to your portfolio. And we wanted to make that simple.
Awesome. So can you just talk like more specifically about a customer use case today, like without mentioning names, obviously, but how somebody exactly is using you?
Okay. So I started my story with why we started Avestor. And then let me tell you, our direction changed and we pivoted a little bit. So we initially created our own fund so people can come in and they can invest in self-storage, retail, hospitality, multifamily, all types of real estate across multiple geographies, including Dallas. I know you're from Dallas. But then we realized that it will take us a long time to scale up our fund to encompass millions of investors. So other fund managers came and said, hey, the platform you built is awesome. Why are you keeping it to yourself? Why don't you make it an open platform where other people can create funds? So about 2 years back, we pivoted and opened up the platform for other fund managers to create their own funds. And we make it very, very easy for them to create their own funds. We help them with all aspects of legal, accounting, tax, regulatory. Raising capital is very complex. And to give a specific example, there could be people like people who are capital allocators. So what they do is they know how to pick deals. And then their friends and family come and say, hey, Dan, I like the kind of deals you're investing in. I want to get into real estate. Can you help me get into real estate? And so they create a $5 million fund or a $10 million fund, and we help them find deals, and then they help their investors invest in deals, okay? And the other use case we have is a person who's doing their own real estate deals. They could be buying hotels, or they could be buying multifamily apartments and renovating them. And or they could be people who are investing in even startups. So it's like building your own customizable venture fund, you know? So these two are the broad categories of people who create funds on our platform. And the third category, we have a few people who have done that is people who lend money to others. So for example, let's say that there are flicks and flippers, right? I mean, you can buy a house, renovate it and turn it around and sell it. Banks don't like lending money to these people. So people who create funds on our platform can lend money to them and say, there is this house in Dallas. We buy it for $200,000, put $50,000 in it and sell it for $350,000. Now I don't need to be a Harvard MBA to figure out, yes, you made some money on the deal. But what they can do is that loan of 200,000 can be fractionalized in our platform, and somebody can come in and say, I want to put $10,000 in this loan, $20,000 in this loan. So those are the three broad use cases of people using funds on our platform. Long-winded answer.
That's awesome. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in the business today?
I would say just accommodating the growth. I mean, people love the platform. There are a ton of funds coming on board is challenge number one. But so we are solidifying all the processes underneath. We are ramping up our team. You don't want to overhire right in the beginning. There's always a delicate balance in a startup. And the second challenge is the alternative investment market has slowed down a little bit because of the high interest rates. I mean, when I say alternative, investment, majority of the funds in our platform are real estate. We do have other type of funds as well. So, but fortunately, rates have started coming down, as you probably have noticed. And so things are picking up again. So,
So the challenge you're saying is more so like keeping up with the growth, hiring people as you scale, but making sure that you're not hiring too quickly. And that is the right people that you're bringing in the door.
Exactly.
Awesome. So obviously 2024 is around the corner. So like, what are your goals? Like, where do you want to scale to and get to? I guess what would you consider a successful 2024 for you?
At the very minimum, we want to add another 100 funds to our platform. And we want to at least double our revenue, if not triple. Our stretch goal is to triple our revenue, but we are going to at least double our revenue.
But what would you say is like the biggest obstacle to get from where you're at now to triple your revenue in 2024?
Brand awareness, accommodating a wide range of funds. Right now, the customizable fund. So what we have built, by the way, I should go into more detail, is it's not just any fund. It's a customizable fund. That's our key differentiator. A customizable fund is a fund where you can go in and say, Dan, I like this deal in Dallas. I'm not so hot on this deal in Austin. I like this multifamily deal here. I don't like the self-storage deal there. They can pick and choose which deal they want, and in effectively allowing them to build their own custom portfolio within a fund. Okay. So that's like you going to Fidelity and saying, I like this fund, but I don't like this 10 stocks. Can you remove them for me? Fidelity won't do that for you, but you can do that with a fund in the Avestor platform. So explaining to people the nature of the customizable fund and the immense flexibility it provides both for investors and for you as a business and fund manager, it does take some time to educate people. So that would be one of the challenges.
So you mentioned obviously brand awareness, right? It's a big challenge for lots of companies. So how have you gotten the word out? How do you plan to get the word out? Like, have you run ads, affiliates? Like, what has worked for you thus far?
We are in that fortunate space where word of mouth was enough for us for the initial growth. Just our users got in, they talked to their friends, they wanted them to join the platform and create funds. But we did start running Facebook ads, which have been pretty successful in the last quarter. And we do plan to increase that. We did try YouTube. It didn't work as well for whatever reason. Maybe it was not the right video ad. Facebook worked better for us for now. And we have used Google somewhat too, but Facebook of the three was the most successful. And
so you're saying
conferences as well. So
conferences, yeah. So you're saying Facebook. What about like email marketing? Have you done that at all? Or even like LinkedIn, cold outreach, things like that?
I did. The initial base was built by LinkedIn cold outreach. Great question. But the LinkedIn ads didn't work as well for whatever reason. And we have not done much cold email reach, but outreach. I mean, we didn't buy lists and send emails and things like that. We may do that in the next year. There are some automated reaching out tools in LinkedIn, which we used. And that was good for building the initial user base. So.
For sure. So if you're going to be able to, take a step back and identify, who would you say is exactly your ideal customer?
So there are two levels of customers, right? The customer's customer is someone who wants to build that investment portfolio out and move away from a significant overexposure to stocks and bonds on Wall Street. I mean, you get drilled into that into the media. That's the customer's customer. Our customer is somebody who helps their customer do that. And how do they do that? They want to provide them a very easy experience, a very simple software platform. Just like you go to a stock brokerage account and say, let me put $50,000. You don't know every single stock you're going to buy. You're going to put some money in and then decide how much you want to do the invest in each stock. And we want to bring that experience to people who will help their customers. And like I said, there are three categories, right? The one category is capital allocators who are not doing their own deals. but they're investing in other people's deals, and we help them find high quality deals. And the second category, just to recap, is people who are doing their own real estate deals. They could be building new hotels, new multifamily apartments. They could be doing self-storage. And the third category is people who lend money to fix and flippers. Those are the three customers. And their customers are trying to diversify away from the stock market.
So, what about even like, you know, financial advisors, right? I mean, so you're saying that people...
Hey, that's a great question. We definitely want to... We believe that... our platform is ideal for financial advisors like RIAs. I'm glad you mentioned that, like registered investment advisors.
Right.
We haven't targeted, we have from the Facebook ads, a few RIAs have come in, but that's an area we do want to go after in the future. But
yeah,
so far, we haven't targeted it much. So.
Yeah, I just figured that there is a huge opportunity there, because it's like you have a lot of people who, as you said, right, that there's... don't want to just invest in stock. They want to get into real estate, but they don't know how to do it, right? So if they have their advisors that can help guide them, that there's a lot of value.
Exactly. So there are regulations. We need to look into that a little more. And I think our platform would be a natural fit because, so for example, one of the RIAs asked us, can you incorporate all the sources of all the customer investments? We don't want to get into that business. So it would be like you have multiple logins, right? You log into Fidelity or Schwab, and then you log into Avestor to get into alternative investments. And so, but definitely that is one of our target markets. So
for sure. So obviously now everybody's looking for the best use case for AI. So does AI play a role in your business? And if not, like where could it come in and help you out?
Great question. We are actively looking for some places where that can add value. One thing which we already have is we are creating a legal bot built on ChatGPT. There are very specific legal regulations related to fund of funds. And well, this will never be a complete replacement for attorneys in the near future, but maybe a few years from now, who knows? We are feeding it with our own knowledge base and allowing it to answer questions like, okay, if I live in this state, I'm trying to do this, what are the regulations governing me? So that'll be our first use case. But we are also looking at other use cases for analyzing deals. Is this a good deal or a bad deal? Just like some stock brokerage accounts are using AI tools to analyze stocks. So, but we are looking at AI use cases. And the first use case would be this legal bot, which will ask, and legal and support bot, hey, how do I use the Avestor platform to do this task? Or is this better to do it this way or that way? I mean, of course, our support team can answer the question. But if you can reduce the support on the support team by building this sophisticated bot, I think that would be the first use case.
So is it more of the bot's going to be active like after hours, or is it going to be like in replacement of like a support chat that you already have currently?
To augment our support team. I mean, obviously, a support team can't be there 24/7. The bot will be there 24/7. I wouldn't say this is an extraordinarily innovative idea. I mean, I'm sure several industries are working on it.
For sure.
The twist we have is we are feeding it with investor-specific knowledge and fund-specific knowledge and state-specific regulations and all that, which makes it easy. And instead of paying $500 to an attorney, at least you get a first pass at it, and then you can get a confirmation from the attorney. We are definitely not touting this as a replacement for attorneys still, but maybe someday, but not right now. So.
For sure. So what would you say is like your top priority in the next couple months as you're starting this new year?
Interesting. So one of the things I am developing is a lead magnet. So I'm going to develop a free course on funds, the legal regulations around it. What does it take to start a fund? What are the factors you should be aware of? And I believe I do want to add enough value that people will sign up for the course and hopefully they'll convert to Avestor. And if not, that's fine. And the second priority is we are going into new segments like hotels and oil and gas, and just understanding the players in that segment. We are launching two funds on hotels and two funds in oil and gas, but we want to get a much broader penetration of those two markets. So those are the priorities for the next couple of months.
So in terms of the free course, like what does that look like? Are you going to be running the course yourself? Are you going to have like guest speakers? Like,
oh no, it's a self-paced. It'll be just, I mean, we do webinars where we invite other speakers, but this would be just a self-paced learning class where you can come sign up. you would have to give your email address, of course, and hopefully we'll upsell them into something else into Avestor. But even otherwise, I think they'll get enough value from understanding this self-paced training course.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
This is not just for the company. It's for life in general. I would say don't let perfect get in the way of better, right? People are always waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect vacation. Don't do that. Just go for it. Just do it, right? I'm sorry if I'm taking Nike's slogan, but something is better than not doing anything. So don't ever wait for that perfect set of circumstances, the perfect set of people, or the perfect person to meet, and the perfect partner. Take incremental steps. And what does that whole old Chinese proverb say? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? Just do it.
For sure. Yeah. I think many people hesitate and they're like, you know, waiting. They're not sure. Exactly. And even like what you're doing now, right? Like you're iterating, you're adding these AI features, you're iterating your strategy with, you know, this kind of like lead magnet. So it's always learning. And as you said earlier, right? Like Facebook's working for you and you're going for that. It's a very, very good strategy going into next year. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess like best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give my email address too. If you are interested in getting into alternative investments as a person, or you want to help people get into alternative investments and want to create your own customizable fund, there's a ton of information in Avestor. It's avestorinc.com, AVESTORINC.com. If you want to reach out to me personally, my name is Badri Malinor. I'm available on LinkedIn, but you can also send me an email. My email is badri@avestorinc.com. Again, it's badri@avestorinc.com.
Awesome. Well, Badri, thank you so much for your time today. And we're rooting for you to have a very successful 2024.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you having me over, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.